Welcome to yet another segment of Love to Love, brought to you live from the studios of Radio Sai at Prashanthi Nilayam. My name is Chandu Vijay and we will be spending the next 1.5 hours together listening to beautiful melodies of love, love and love. Today we are going to be sharing some very inspiring green stories of environmental heroes from different countries. We will also learn a number of useful green tips, some coming from Swami himself. And finally, we will spend some time reflecting on the connection between nature and man. So the first story that I'm going to be narrating today comes from our own capital city, Delhi. So this story happened in a village called Matiala near Dwaraka. In that village, there was a population who lived immune to the world surrounding them. Like, those people were so unaware of their surroundings, they didn't even know of the dangers in living with such low hygiene and health qualities. So, responding to Swami's call to love all and serve all, a group of energetic youth from Delhi decided that they would do something to help this village that literally lived in garbage all around them. So starting out one early morning, volunteers reached the village and after a round of prayers, they left in groups to start a massive cleanup in the village. Now once they started the cleanup, the Sevadals were shocked to find mountains of rubbish, some right at the entrance leading to homes. So they immediately got to work without a word of complaint, tirelessly cleaning the piles of garbage, raking the streets and using their hands to stack them away. Others unclogged dirty drains, while another group distributed chlorine tablets to the villagers. Now, so high were the rubbish piles that some even found dead bodies of cats hidden beneath these rubbish piles. Besides cleaning tirelessly, the Delhi youth also sprayed disinfectant powder and liquid insecticide and spoke to the villagers on hygiene and health. Now when cleaning the homes and streets of others, many learned the true message of selfless service as they worked tirelessly for total strangers. A small smile of thanks and a gesture of gratitude brought overwhelming feeling of love in each of the volunteers. Dear listeners, Swami himself continuously reminds us of the need to be constantly aware of Mother Nature and the divinity that pervades her. Swami says, and I quote, "He who selflessly renders service sweetened with love to my creation, he who sees me in everyone and everything, he who remembers me at every moment is the yogi nearest to me," unquote. So it was quite apparent on that Sunday morning that there were plenty of Swami's children who were trying to live up to Swami's expectations. So dear listeners, with that short incident of selfless service rendered by the youth of Delhi, setting the tone for today's discussions to come, let us begin this segment with a beautiful song, Stream of Love by Linda Gallagher.
There's a stream of love, come to the waters, come to the waters. There's a stream of love, come to the shore, come to the shore. There's a stream of love, come to the waters, come to the waters. Shore, come to the shore. If you need some healing, here's how to begin. First you must put all of your trust in Spirit, then just wait on Him. There's a stream of love, come to the waters, come to the waters. There's a stream of love, come to the shore, come to the shore. and the world leaves you unsatisfied. Know that in all those places you've been seeking, there's one place you might not have tried. There's a stream of love. Come to the waters, come to the waters. There's a stream of love. Come to the shore, come to the shore. It's been said that love will cast out everything not of itself. If you will push aside all you're afraid of, reach up, take love off the shelf. There's a stream of love. Come to the waters, come to the waters. There's a stream of love. Come to the shore, come to the shore. There's a stream of love. There's a stream of love.
So I
Welcome back, dear listeners. Well, continuing with our reflections on environmental awareness, here is a very inspiring story about one lady who became Africa's first woman to receive a Nobel Prize. The late Dr. Wangari Muta Mathai, I hope I pronounced it right, she left behind an evergreen legacy in her continuous efforts to uphold environmental awareness and protection in her native country of Africa. Dr. Wangari was a biologist in training and founded the Green Belt Movement that made visible all the links between tree and soil, war and peace, and human body and spirit. She was an unparalleled environmentalist and green crusader for over 45 years. She was a voice of hope and courage for the entire planet. Well, she was also the first woman in East and Central Africa to earn a doctorate degree in biological sciences and also the first woman to introduce the idea of community cleaning during the mid-70s. Dr. Wangari had said, here is a beautiful quotation, she says, I quote, "According to the Bible, God created the universe from Monday to Friday. On Saturday, he created man. The truth of the matter is, if man had been created on Tuesday, he would have been dead by Wednesday as there would have been no essential elements for his survival." Unquote. And as a child, she had witnessed forests being cleared and replaced by commercial plantations. And her awareness was also influenced and shaped by the education that she received from Kenya, United States and Germany. So finally, after her education, she returned to her homeland and dedicated herself to reshaping and improving the physical and social landscapes of Africa. Now, her strategy was very simple. She thought globally, but acted locally. She urged the public not to use plastic bags and advocated the four R's, that is, reduce, reuse, recycle, and repair. Here I have to mention about, now we are talking about, she urged the public not to use plastic bags, and I'm very happy that in the town of Puttaparthi, in fact, a lot of shops are following a ban on plastic bags. I remember recently I had been to this a pretty small shop, and I bought something, and then I asked for a cover, and they flatly refused, telling, no, we don't give plastic covers. If you want, I can give you a cloth bag that will cost you 5 rupees. So even though I was a little irritated at that time, then later thinking back, I thought, wow, that is a very beautiful thing that is happening. So now I carry my own cover wherever I go so that the use of plastic can be decreased drastically. So here was Dr. Wangari talking about the urging public not to use plastic in those days. So a simple idea, it turned into a world movement, the Green Belt Movement. It primarily focused on environmental conservation through tree planting and in the process created employment opportunities for the poor. The movement drew the participation of several other leaders in African countries too. Her other initiatives included protecting the Congo Basin rainforest ecosystem. She was a strong ambassador for the Congo Basin, which is a global hotspot for diversity and one of the world's two largest remaining forest lungs. So her life legacy lives on today, setting an example through her creative approach to building a peaceful, healthy planet for future generations. So with that inspiring story, I hope many of you get inspired to go green and reduce the use of plastic by carrying either the covers that you already have and not just throwing away, or carrying cloth bags, because cloth bags, of course, last much longer. So if you don't even have to buy it, you can make it using old cloth that you have. Stitch it together and make a cloth bag, and then you can carry it around and it lasts for months. So with that inspirational thought, let me leave you with two more beautiful songs, and then we will be back with more discussion on the issues related to environment.
Adonai, Adonai, O God of Israel, to my right Michael, to my left Gabriel, and before me Uriah, behind me Raphael, and above my head, above my head.
Soon to all of humanity. sister, each brother and brother. I bless myself. I bless all others.
While here when God is here, we receive the grace of the most great peace the earth has ever known.
Dear listeners, you are tuned to the Asia stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony and is listening to Love to Love. So probably you would have heard about the Walk for Values organized by the Sai organization in Canada. Now, inspired by the Walk for Values in Canada, the Sri Sathya Sai Youth of Malaysia embarked on launching the Walk for Values in Malaysia with a focus on the topic of environmental awareness. So they very creatively tied values with environmental needs. The youth created a platform for public participation in this walk that involved schools, colleges, universities, as well as the surrounding communities. So in the days leading up to the Walk for Values, the participants are invited to carry out various green activities in their own capacities, such as community tree planting, recycling the waste, energy management, and other simple acts of going green. So here the thing is, going green is not something very complicated. It is very simple. Towards the end of this program, I'm going to give you some tips, like probably, I think it is around 15 tips of simple tips on how you can go green, which involves simple things like putting off the light when you go out of the room. And how Swami was so particular in each of these things. Well, I don't want to jump ahead of myself right now. We will come to that, but before, let's continue with the Walk for Values organized by the Youth of Malaysia. So, during the peaceful walk, the participants were holding banners and green messages very cleverly crafted from recycled materials, which imbibe a connection to the five values Swami teaches us all, that is Satya, Dharma, Shanti, Prema, and Ahimsa. So the walk inspired many to rethink their own lifestyles and change ways they live to help reduce the effects and the toll it takes on the surrounding environment. Now, stemming from these walks was also the inception of a community cleaning club comprising of a group of youth from different backgrounds who do the simplest of things like cleaning up garbage from the streets. Yep, you heard me right. They gather and clean the streets of neighborhoods and public places with gloves, rubbish bags and rakes. Their intention is to spread the awareness of loving nature and keeping communities clean, the change needs to start from within. So even though the act of service is simple, they believe that a small act can lead to bigger ones in the future, in high hopes that many will change their mindsets because of this. Well, talking about service, you don't have to think about service in terms of massive projects like how it happens in Puttaparthi, like the water service projects or the Gram Seva as it happens in the university, where they go to hundreds of villages, like hundreds of students going to hundreds of villages in trucks carrying hundreds of thousands of packets of food and clothes. You don't have to do that, because service, according to me, at least in my humble opinion, is more in the intention than in the act itself. Because finally, if you don't change because of the service you do, the service is of no avail. The primary motive of service should be transformation. That is transformation for the person who is doing the service. So with that small thought for the day, let's continue. We will have two more beautiful songs and we will continue our reflections on this topic of environmental awareness and going green. Here is Diana Gillespie with the song Rose of My Heart.
To the one who knows everything. whole world were filled with thorns, my beloved's heart is always a rose garden. And if I would plant roses without you, only thorns would grow. I know that through love, thorns become roses, and a prison can become a rose garden. And now your sweet perfume has spoken to my soul, its language of love. So I offer into you the rose of my heart.
Listeners, so we have heard some stories from around the world on environmental awareness. So let's hear some stories of how Swami leads by example in this aspect of environmental awareness. Well, I am reminded of a story which a very long-standing devotee of Swami, Mrs. Geeta Ram, had narrated once. It seems when she was a small child, she was sitting in the lawns of Vrindavan, that is Baba's ashram in Bangalore, and as most of the children would do, she was sitting and pulling out the grass. Now suddenly she felt somebody, as though somebody was standing just behind her, and when she turned back, to her surprise, it was none other than Swami himself. So Swami immediately disapproved of her act, saying that she should not be plucking the grass because they too have life in them. And then Swami told her, come with me, I will show you. And then Swami took her by her hand and took to a rose plant which had so many buds which had not blossomed yet. Then Swami very lovingly touched one of those buds, and immediately the rosebud in front of her eyes, it blossomed into a rose flower. And then Swami said, do you know why this bud blossomed? It is because of love. Even you can transform the bud into a beautiful flower if you share your love with the bud. So she touched the bud, another bud in fact, but nothing happened. But when Swami held her hand and made her touch the bud again, the bud now instantly blossomed into a beautiful flower. Swami then said, even an inanimate object like the flower responds to your love. So love is the key, and through this example, Swami tells us how we should love even inanimate things. Well, I think today's problems of environment, of global warming, and the climate issues of the post-industrial revolution era are due to the absence of love. What is happening is, as Professor G.V. calls it, he calls it the golden triangle. That is, there is God, there is man, and then there is nature and society. So man worships God and he interacts with nature and society. But there is a disconnect. God is separate, man is separate, nature and society is separate. So what happens? Man exploits nature because he is not able to recognize the fact that the same God whom he is worshipping and adoring him on the altar is equally present in the environment, in the nature, in society. So because of this poverty of love, which comes due to ignorance, we have not been able to love nature. Well, to read more on this concept of golden triangle, Professor G.V. has written a beautiful article on it. It is a series of articles. I think it was titled Awareness. In fact, I remember one of the Thursday live sessions, I had two or three part series of talks on the same topic of awareness based on Professor G.V.'s writings. So if you go to our website at www.radiosci.org, in the search box, just type Awareness Professor G. Venkatraman. You will get the series of articles written by Professor G. Venkatraman on this topic, where he talks extensively on this topic of man, God, and then nature and society, and how there is this disconnect, and how can we bridge this disconnect and say that there is only one, that is God, and then all the problems of this world will go away. And what heals is love. So that leads us to the next song titled Love Heal, followed by the song I Keep Feeling Your Love by Kasmith.
God's love. sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my sigh and I keep feeling your love in me over and over again. I keep feeling your love in me over and over again. And it's sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. I keep feeling your love in me over and over again. I keep feeling your love in me over and over again. And it's sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my sigh and I keep feeling your love in me over and over again. I keep feeling your love in me over and over again. And it's sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my sigh and 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 I keep feeling your love in me over and over again. I keep feeling your love in me over and over again. And it's sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my sigh and I keep feeling your love in me over and over again. I keep feeling your love in me over and over again. And it's sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. What a love between my sigh and I keep feeling your love in me over and over again. I keep feeling your love in me over and over again. And it's sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my sigh and I keep feeling your love in me over and over again. I keep feeling your love in me over and over again. And it's sweeter and sweeter as the days.
Welcome back, dear listeners. So continuing with our story on environmental awareness and how Swami was so particular about this aspect, here is another story which was narrated by our own brother Bishu Prishti of Radio Sai during one study circle, which so beautifully captures Swami's famous lead by example method. So as I am going to narrate the story as narrated by brother Bishu, so brother Bishu says, there was one occasion when Swami came out one morning for the interview room, and I was a primary school student and was sitting there along with my classmates, and Swami apparently had a red eye. So Professor Anil Kumar, who was sitting, had the courage to ask Swami, "Swami, what happened to your eye? Why it is red?" Swami said, "Oh, that while I was washing my face, a little soap went inside my eye." All the people sitting around were quite surprised, and then Swami went on to say, "Usually when I apply soap on my face, I turn the tap off, and to turn it back again, on again, I open my eyes. So during that time, a little soap went inside my eye." And then Swami continued saying, "Most of you, while shaving or washing your face, you keep the tap open." So here was Swami showing his love towards every drop of water. Well, I also remember whenever Swami stepped out of the interview room, he used to personally switch off the fans and lights and only then step out. So here was the source of all resources, the owner of all wealth in the world, and was still showing so much respect and concern towards simple things like few drops of water and few minutes of electricity going waste. So these are just few examples of how our beloved Swami emphasized on the importance of this topic of environmental awareness. So with that, dear listeners, it is time for some more music, and here is the song by Linda Gallagher titled "My Light Never Dims," and after that we will continue on our discussion again.
My peace is steadfast in my love.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to Love to Love. In the year 2000, Swami said, "It is because of man's misconduct and immoral behavior that there is pollution everywhere, in air, water, land, and food. All the five elements have been severely contaminated because of man's unbecoming behavior. If mankind conducts itself properly, pollution of the elements could have been avoided. It is all due to the extensive prevalence of immoral feelings, the sharp decline of virtues like love, compassion, and forbearance. This is directly responsible for the widespread pollution that one sees today. In fact, one might even say that the five elements are afraid of man. The five elements, as created by God, are all pure and sacred. There is nothing wrong with them whatsoever. It is man's misconduct that has caused them all to become polluted. Now, impurity within gets reflected as pollution without. Good conduct should be the real basis for life. However, modern man is totally lacking in character and virtues. Tying and explaining the importance of inner purity and outer purity so effortlessly, Swami lovingly teaches us that all we see is simply a reflection of ourselves. Once we pay attention to the inner conflicts and sweep clean our gardens within, all the gardens without turn beautiful automatically.
Night, my
In Satyam Shivam Sundaram, Swami explains, and I quote, "Only trees grown in fertile soil can yield good fruits. Those which are grown in saline soil, which will bear only poor quality of fruits." So how does this statement reflect in our own lives? In our lives, what can we relate to fertile soil and saline soil? So answer to this question is also provided by Swami. "So also, only in the hearts which are pure and unsullied can such holy feelings and virtues like truth, compassion, forbearance, selflessness grow and shine. Like a farmer who toils to cultivate his field, a bhakta or devotee must put his effort to cultivate the name of the Lord in his heart in order to reap the harvest, the Lord himself." So to help us make our lives a little greener, here are some useful tips that we can use at our homes and in our daily lives. First, switch off the lights when not in use. Remember, Swami used to do that himself. Each time he gave an interview to a group of devotees, he would personally switch on and switch off the light before and after the interview. Fix leaky toilets and taps. Remember that what Swami had said, that while he washed his face, while applying the soap, he would turn off the tap so that the water wouldn't be wasted. Take shorter showers. Well, this might seem very funny, but when you have bath, if you do under a shower, you're going to waste much more water than the traditional bucket and mug kind of bath. Turn off water while brushing your teeth. Same thing holds good if you are shaving or washing your face. Do not keep the tap open. Reduce phantom power. Now what is this? It means if any equipment is connected to the plug point, when you're not using it, switch off the switch and remove the plug and keep it aside. Buy local and organic food. Say no to plastic bags. This is something which I had discussed before itself. I was so happy to tell you that in Puttaparthi, a lot of shops are following this, that they're not using plastic bags and instead using cloth bags. It will also last longer. Create homegrown oxygen. Now, how can you create oxygen? Well, the simplest way to do this is to plant some plants or trees around your homes. And finally, be technologically eco-friendly. Now, what does that mean? It means when your computer or old printer, when it goes out of service, do not just throw it away, but find a local store that accepts the electronic waste. And please spread the word. Please inform your friends, your family, that simple things like switching off lights, disconnecting equipment when not being used, giving out of service equipments to an e-store that accepts waste can help a long way. So following the simple pointers help us to make our lives a little greener. So with that discussion on the environmental aspects, this is Chandu Vijay signing off with a prayer that may all the beings in all the worlds be happy, happy and happy.
किस विद तुम्हें पुकारूं भगवन प्यारे मेरे साईं,
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 राधे श्याम हो सीता राम हो रहीमन हो यारा,
सीता राम हो रहीमन हो यारा।
सीता राम हो रही मन हो सब है एक समान
हिंदू हो या मुस्लिम हो सब है एक समान
मेरे बाबा के लिए मुसलमान और हिंदू तो सब है एक समान
हिंदू हो या मुस्लिम हो सब है एक समान
मेरे बाबा के लिए मुसलमान और हिंदू दो नयन समान राधे श्याम हो सीता राम हो रही मन हो या राधे श्याम हो सीता राम हो रही मन हो या
राधे श्याम हो सीता राम हो रही मन हो या
किस विद तुम्हें पुकारूं भगवन प्यारे मेरे साईं
किस विद तुम्हें पुकारूं भगवन प्यारे मेरे साईं
राधे श्याम हो सीता राम हो रही मन हो विद तुम्हें पुकारूं भगवन प्यारे मेरे साईं
किस विद तुम्हें पुकारूं भगवन प्यारे मेरे साईं
हिंदू हो या मुस्लिम हो सब है एक समान राधे श्याम हो सीता राम हो रही मन हो या
राधे श्याम हो सीता राम हो रही मन हो या
राधे श्याम हो सीता राम हो रही मन हो या
राधे
किस विद तुम्हें पुकारूं भगवन प्यारे मेरे साईं राधे श्याम हो सीता राम हो रहीमन हो या राम।
Thank you. Saraswati Devi Saraswati Vani Veena Saraswati.